Test 74, Section 3, Question 4. Here we're looking for an assumption, and it says paleontologists suppose Diplodocus browsed for high-growing vegetation, treetops, by raising its long neck. Computer models have shown that the structure of the neck bones would have prevented such movement, so it couldn't have, you know, reached up really high. The neck could, however, bend downward and even extend below ground level, allowing Diplodocus to access underwater vegetation from dry land. So their neck did stretch down, and they could have gone underwater. Thus, Diplodocus must have fed on plants on or near the ground or underwater. So it's saying that they couldn't raise it really high, so they must have fed really low. And here, it's just because it was really, it wasn't really high doesn't mean it was really low. It could have been medium, like, you know, head height. The same type of neck structure is found in modern ground-feeding animals. We don't have to assume anything about modern ground-feeding animals. Diplodocus was not able to see in front of itself unless its head was angled steeply up downward. We don't have to assume anything about its vision, just about its feeding habits. It would be impossible for a large animal such as Diplodocus to supply blood through an elevated brain. While that would help, we don't have to assume that. It's too strong. We don't have to assume anything about whether it would get blood to the brain. Diplodocus had no other way of accessing high-growing vegetation, such as by rising up on its hind legs. That's when I said maybe it's at least slightly better. And Diplodocus was not able to browse underwater vegetation by kneeling or by walking into them. We don't have to assume that it couldn't do it by kneeling. And so I looked at D, and if Diplodocus did have another way of accessing high-growing vegetation, such as rising up on its hind legs, then that destroys the argument that it had to have fed on ground level or underwater, because it could have just gone up on its hind legs. So therefore, answer choice D is our best answer.